The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Marcus Aurelius was the Emperor of Rome from 161 to 180 AD and is considered as the last of the five good emperors. Widely referred to as a philanthropic philosopher king, Marcus throughout his life worked to embody the philosophy of Stoicism. Stoicism helped him to be constantly mindful of his thoughts and actions. The ancient Stoics referred to this practice as prosuche. It means always being vigilant about both what you're thinking and what you do, so that you can be fully cognizant of your choices and actively work to make the most virtuous choice possible. During his rule, Aurelius constructed a series of autobiographical writings, now known as the Meditations. In his Meditations, he spends a great deal of time emphasizing the value of mindfulness, and which is why in this video we bring you 5 ways we could learn to be more mindful of our thoughts and actions from the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius. Number 1. Keep your focus on the present. Marcus Aurelius says, "Each man only lives in this present instant. All the rest either has been lived or remains in uncertainty." One of the most basic principles of mindfulness is the need to keep your mind on the current moment. When we think about the future, we may feel worried or stressed. When we think about the past, we might feel sad or regret the decisions that we made. It's only by living in the present moment that we can free ourselves from these negative emotions and enjoy a more harmonious mindset. Aurelius takes this a step further. It is not enough to have your mind focused on your current experience. You should aim to cultivate an attitude of compassion and dignity in everything you do. It is by being your best self that you set yourself up for success. If you know that you've truly done your best, you'll have no regrets when you look back. Where ancient Stoic mindfulness differs from contemporary mindfulness practices is that while modern mindfulness places a high value on breathing and meditation exercises, the ancients were more concerned with being aware of their value judgments and remembering to keep their focus on where it could be most useful. It's interesting to note that we never worry about the past. This is because the element of uncertainty is removed. However, we find ourselves reliving those experiences, regretting what we could have done differently or wishing that there'd been a different outcome. We let ourselves become obsessed by the past, which isn't helpful. It can't change anything. All we can do is accept our past and move forward. There can also be problems if you're focused too much on the uncertainty of the future. Worry is an emotion reserved solely for the future, which may bring us good or bad experiences, and when we don't know which it will be, we find ourselves stressing about it. Your stress isn't helpful, and it won't change anything either way. The only way you can influence the future is by working in the present and making choices and decisions which will take you closer to where you want to be. There are a number of simple ways in which you can incorporate mindfulness into your daily life. For example, you could decide on an intention which represents your new mindful approach, such as appreciate every moment as it comes. Write it down and put it somewhere you'll see often, or even put your intention in a number of different places so you have regular reminders. Start your day with a reminder to be mindful. Say your intention out loud and sit with it for a moment, considering how you'll embody it that day. You might like some light meditation practices, like performing simple breathing exercises, where you focus your attention on your breath for a few minutes. Check in with yourself at regular intervals throughout the day. You might also like to be mindful when you eat, focusing on every single bite and how the food tastes and feels in your mouth. Be mindful when you have a shower, considering how the water feels cascading over your body, the smell of the soap, the sound of the shower. The most mundane activities can be magical if you're mindful of them. Just as you started your day with the intention of being mindful, take a moment to sit and reflect at the end of the day as well. Look back and see where you were mindful and embodied your intention, and where you could have done more. Celebrate your wins and...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Think about how you can be even more mindful tomorrow. Number two, always choose to be your best self. Marcus Aurelius tells us to waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one. An important Stoic principle is the notion of living a virtuous life. Being virtuous is an ongoing process, something which never ends because we should always be striving to be our best self. For the Stoics, living a virtuous life wasn't just about being your best self. They felt that if everyone chose to be virtuous together, they could build a better society, a community of people who are working together for the common good, to create an environment which is positive for everyone involved. Everything that happens to you is an opportunity for you to choose a virtuous response. It doesn't matter how painful, frightening, or difficult your situation is. If you react with virtue, its inevitable outcome would be all those things which are so important to us all, like happiness, fulfillment, success, honor, love, and reputation. Choosing to be your best self is a continuous process. You should make a point of checking in with yourself mentally throughout the day to see where your mind is focused. Ask yourself, are you distracted by external influences? Are you being selfish instead of thinking about how you can best serve those around you? When you become more aware of your thoughts on an ongoing basis, you can take active action to channel them in the most beneficial direction for both yourself and the people around you. There are some simple techniques that you can use to start actively working towards becoming your best self. For example, think about an argument or disagreement you were recently caught up in. Create a mind map of the situation. Being as objective as possible, examine your own motives and behavior. What did you do wrong? What might you have done differently? What were your reasons for behaving the way you did? What other explanations might there be? Could you have been kinder or more stoic in your approach? Now, do the same for the other person. Put yourself in their shoes and think about possible reasons for why they did what they did. What factors might be involved that you don't know about? Could there be anything happening in their life which might explain their behavior? When you've done this, pick the kindest explanation you have for the other person's behavior and counter this with the harshest explanation for yours. How does this change how you view what happened? Would you behave differently in future? The more conscious you can be about the way you choose to act and feel, the more mindful you'll be and the more control you can have over being the best possible version of yourself. Another exercise you might like to try is to write out a description of someone you know who you admire. Why do you look up to them? What is it about them that makes them worthy of respect? What character traits of theirs would you like to possess? Now, do a description of yourself at your best. Think about the qualities you have, not the qualities you think you ought to have. How is that person different to who you are right now? How would you treat other people if you were that person? How would your life change if you were always your best self? Every day, sit down in the evening and journal about your day. First, write out what happened, and then write out what would have happened if your best self had experienced that same day. Continue to do this until you only have one version of your day to journal, because you were genuinely at your best all the time. Being conscious about your actions and thoughts so that you actively choose to be your best is the very epitome of mindfulness and will improve the quality of your life immeasurably. Number 3. Always do the right thing. To quote Marcus Aurelius, "We ought to do good to others as simply as a horse runs, or a bee makes honey, or a vine bears grapes season after season without thinking of the grapes it has borne." The ancient Stoics turned to nature for inspiration and believed that humans were designed by nature to live in harmony with each other. Aurelius used a lot of natural imagery in his writing to illustrate this.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Point. In this instance, to demonstrate that we should not allow ourselves to become smug, arrogant, or proud of our achievements. Marcus Aurelius ruled Rome during a period of great conflict. After every major military victory, a so-called triumph would be held in Rome, which was a ceremonial procession meant to celebrate victorious generals who would be driven through the city in a horse-drawn chariot. Throughout the triumph, behind the victorious general in the chariot stood a slave, holding a golden crown over his head. One of the most interesting parts of this triumph was that this slave would also whisper to the general, "Remember, you are mortal." A timely reminder that while this moment might be glorious, it could all be gone in an instant. Marcus Aurelius believed that we should all keep a sense of humility, no matter how glorious our achievements might be. We are all mortals, living for just a brief moment on this earth. The consciousness of death's reality can help us keep things in an appropriate perspective, can teach us to be more compassionate towards other people, can teach us to be just as well as merciful. We can implement this wisdom in our lives by avoiding being too arrogant and by trying to do the right thing at any given moment. Being righteous in our relationships with everybody around us. To do so, we should look deep inside our hearts, examine any negative pattern by which we sometimes act, then take a step back and learn how to pause before acting on anything. Oftentimes, these negative patterns are born in fear of something, say the fear of being alone, or of poverty, fear of not being enough, and ultimately, the biggest of them all, the fear of death. To the Stoics, such fears were pointless. We cannot control the actions of others or prevent the inevitable cycle of change. Therefore, it's a waste of energy and time to fear that which you cannot control. If you face your fears with courage and accept that not everything will go according to plan, you'll be better placed to cope with things that don't go your way. By overcoming these fears, our spirit will free itself. We would become more open to others, more compassionate, as well as more forgiving to ourselves and others. For example, if you're asked to do something at work you consider immoral, say ditching a colleague and making him lose his job in spite of his high skill levels, you should take a step back, reflect on what would be the right action for you in this situation, confront your boss, and give a complete list of reasons why you think this action would be inappropriate. Your boss might get angry at you for disobeying them, but if you know you're on the right side of the situation, then their anger wouldn't matter to you. It is much more important to live life with a clean conscience than to compromise your values for something so small in the grand scheme of things. In this example, the fear that you had to confront was your fear of losing your job by making your boss angry, and the negative pattern which you have to stop letting control your life is the pattern of pleasing other people who don't deserve it. Number 4. Accept and love your life through good times and bad. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, "It is my bad luck that this has happened to me." No, you should rather say, "It is my good luck. I can bear it without pain, neither crushed by the present, nor fearful of the future." The Stoics were renowned for their ability to face even the toughest times with resilience and acceptance. They actively cultivated hardship as a matter of course so that when the tough times hit, they would be prepared to deal with it. This acceptance of fate can be described as amor fati. Amor fati means that whatever happens to you, if you have the right state of being, you can take that experience and use it to shape you into an even better person, regardless of whether it's positive or negative. As Aurelius put it, "A blazing fire makes flame and brightness out of everything that is thrown into it." Even though we have different religious or spiritual backgrounds, we are all part of something bigger than ourselves. Whatever you've done, whoever you are, your journey has brought you to this place at this time. You are exactly where you need to be. So you should appreciate and be thankful for this moment, regardless of whether it's currently positive or negative. When you resent, regret, or resist what you're currently experiencing, you're fighting against your life, which will only bring you more conflict. If you're able to accept and embrace whatever comes your way and start to live in alignment with your life, everything becomes easier. This does not mean that you simply passively accept other people mistreating you or become a victim of your circumstance. It means to be completely present in the knowledge of who you are and how you can be your best self in any given situation. This is key to making the most out of anything life throws at you. When we're mindful, we develop the ability to live our lives unapologetically and cope with whatever comes our way with strength, grace, and resilience. The Stoics believed that one could only consider oneself a truly virtuous person if they had full control over their thoughts, emotions, and actions. If you haven't done something wrong, why are you stressing about it? And if you have, why are you beating yourself up about it instead of actively working to do better now and in the future? Whatever problems you're dealing with right now, they're not going to last forever, and we would do well to put things into perspective. You may think that you're a slave to your feelings, incapable of controlling your emotional state. But in fact, it is not external forces that make you feel anything, but your reaction to those forces that generate those feelings. It is entirely up to you to decide how you're going to feel about something. Ask yourself, what can I hear? What can I smell? What can I taste? What can I touch? What can I see? Work through each of your senses, taking a minute or two to fully focus on each and ground yourself in the present. When you switch your attention to nothing but your literal experience at that very second, it becomes easier to change your emotional response, or at least tone down overwhelming feelings. Once you've done this a few times, you'll see for yourself how easy it is to reclaim your power so that you're no longer at the mercy of external forces. And the more you continue to do this, the easier it becomes. Number 5. Change your thoughts to change your life. In our final quote for this video, Marcus Aurelius tells us, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." The Stoics held that their thoughts were the ultimate arbiter of the nature of the reality they experienced. They understood that if they were pessimistic, they would only ever see the negative things in life, even if they were rich and successful. Conversely, if they found a reason to be grateful for every experience, regardless of these experiences being positive or negative, they would be able to find happiness and blessings in the moment. There's been a lot of research into the placebo effect, which has conclusively demonstrated that the way we think has a direct effect on our experience. For example, studies have shown that telling people that they were drinking something laden with caffeine would raise their blood pressure, even if what they were drinking was entirely caffeine-free. The sooner you recognize the power of your thoughts, the sooner you'll be able to wield them and improve your quality of life. The stories we tell ourselves about who we are go a long way to shape our reality. For example, if you tell yourself that you're socially awkward, when you go to an event, you're more likely to keep your distance, hide away, avoid actively talking to people. And what will happen? You won't make new connections, and you'll have proven to yourself that you definitely have problems in social situations. You can start by listing the labels you've given yourself. Maybe you think you're no good with money. Perhaps you think you'll never find love. Once you've listed out all the things you currently believe, take a moment to reflect on the fact that just because you think something doesn't mean that it's an objective truth. You can always change your thoughts. To do so, write an opposing belief in front of the labels you've given yourself. Your opposing beliefs could be something like, "I'm actively learning to be better with my money," or "I deserve love." Now, think of the ways in which you can test the truth of these new, empowering beliefs. If you think you're undeserving of love, do something which will help you feel deserving. Self-love is equally valid, and if you show love to yourself, you make it easier for others to love you as well. Sign up for some budgeting classes to help you develop healthier habits surrounding money. If you think that your life will never change, you're right, it won't. So take this opportunity to step outside of your comfort zone and see what happens when you start changing the way you think and act accordingly. The more you make a conscious decision to always focus on the positive potential in any given moment and seek out the lessons life has to offer you, you'll find yourself becoming less stressed and experiencing true inner peace.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.